My name is Leslie Fortoy, and I'm a producer here at Ubisoft Toronto. I've been at Ubisoft for just over 5 years. I joined right when the Toronto studio was new and opened. Actually, the building wasn't open yet, so I wasn't even working in the studio at the very beginning. But I've been a part of helping the team grow, helping to build the culture, and helping to build the teams here. So I went to school for engineering, and during the 5 years that I was in that program, I did a lot of internships. So I worked at a variety of different companies, and I tried a lot of different things. I worked for the government, I worked for a database company. Midway through university, I actually had the opportunity to work for Electronic Arts in Vancouver. And that was sort of my first insight into, okay, this is how games are made. And it was really interesting from the fact that it was combining programming, animation, art, like all these different disciplines together. And then another work term that I had was at Softimage in Montreal. And they, at the time, made 3D animation software. When I graduated, I moved to Los Angeles to work for Sony Electronics. I was working on making software for digital compositing and visual effects, and it was mostly for commercials, for the movie industry, for Hollywood. What was really cool is we had our product being beta tested by some of the big studios in Hollywood. And I got a chance to go visit some of those clients, and it was really cool to see the production side, the content creation side of the software that we were making. And that kind of sort of got me spinning in terms of like, okay, how do I get from software development to content creation? And games seemed like a perfect mix of that, especially with my technical background in programming. So that's how I moved into the games industry. I moved to Montreal and I started working in games at that time. So I think the most important thing about successfully getting through a game production is having a team that is really talented, really experienced, but also has a great chemistry and gels well together, where people are sort of bouncing ideas off each other. And something that I always love about the game industry is, you know, you can have a programmer and an artist and a designer all trying to solve a problem, and individually they would probably come to a solution in different ways. But if you put those three types of people together, they will probably come up with a really amazing solution together that none of them would have come up with on their own. So the team aspect is super important, and that's something that you'll see in small teams, big teams, and that's really essential to having like a really great production. So with really small teams, one of the benefits you have is communication's a lot easier. So getting that team synergy, getting all those people to sort of like work together, you know, you're kind of like all sitting in the same room, you turn around, you look at each other, it's really easy to bounce ideas off each other. You don't necessarily need to create conditions to foster that. It's already a nature of the fact that the team is a small team. But with larger teams, for sure, you know, now you've got people that are across the floor or even potentially even different parts of the room that they can't even see each other. So trying to create the same types of conditions where people can easily just get up and talk to each other, that's not necessarily possible. And especially at Ubisoft, we have teams around the world all working on the same project together. A lot of smaller projects tend to be the brainchild of like one person or a couple of people that kind of came together and like, oh my God, we got this great idea, it's a passion project, we want to do it. And that's fantastic because, you know, they start pushing for really interesting new ideas. But then they realize, you know, just the two of them or the three of them can't make it alone. So they start bringing in a few people, and then they end up with like, you know, a smallish team to be able to execute on that idea. The interesting thing there is, even though it's a small team, and even though I'm sure everyone on those teams contribute to the end product of the game, it really comes from just like one or two people's vision. On a big project, it can't work that way. If you have one person that has the vision and you have like a huge team trying to execute on that one vision, everyone's gonna feel like they don't have a place, they don't have a voice, they're not empowered to like participate in actually crafting the end product. So on bigger projects, it's actually really important that we make sure that the vision is clear, like the high level direction is really clear for everyone, but then we empower everyone on the team to be able to make their own choices of how they contribute to the game. What are the kinds of things that we need to add? What are the kinds of things we need to take away? What are the kinds of things we need to edit? Because they're the experts in their field. So we spend a lot of time on big teams making sure that all the experts across the team in any discipline or at any level of seniority feel like they have the room to contribute their ideas to a game. So if you're coming up with your own game idea and you want to create your own game, I think you, before you get into it, or at least before you get into like the real, like, you know, getting your hands dirty and figuring out what it is, how you're actually going to make it, is figure out like what is your criteria for success. And once you understand what your criteria for success is, then you can start working towards, now how do I create the conditions, how do I support that goal. So for example, if your goal is, I just want to be on as many people's phones as possible, or I want just as many players as possible, then you know, you need to consider, okay, what's popular, what do people like to play, why, and you know, start doing some analysis and balance that with your own creative thinking. So you know, not be too influenced by what's already out there, but at least understand what makes those games popular. If it's more like, I want to have the most critically acclaimed game, I don't care if I sell like any copies, I'm gonna give it away for free. I don't care like if only like a select few play it and they think it's amazing, then you know, then of course take a look at what to you is critically acclaimed. You know, what are the kinds of experiences that you feel are quality experiences, things that get people emotionally attached to your game. And then, you know, presumably you already have an idea of what you want to do, then you sort of can start crafting your game towards that. And that's more at like the ideas level. Practically, you still need to make your game. So yes, it's absolutely important that you develop some skills in game development, hard skills in game development. The great thing about that is making a game requires pretty much skills all across the board. So you're probably good at least a few things, and if you develop those skills, they will be applicable to making a game, but then you'll need to find other experts, consultants, team members to help round out that skill set so that you can make a game together. Making games is really tough. Like, it's really, really tough to not just come up with an idea, but then to get into the process of like, okay, how do I execute and turn that into something that's living and breathing and get it out there. That whole process is tough. The hardest part of the whole thing is shipping. And if you go through years of making a game and tweaking levels and making great characters, that's a lot of really good experience, but nothing is gonna teach you more about what it is to make a game than shipping. So at some point, you need to give yourself a deadline. You need to say, I need to get this out the door, because the reality is you never feel like your baby's done. Every game out there, I can guarantee you that there are developers all over the world that are like, oh, if only we could have done this, if only we could have done that. Nothing's ever perfect when it's out there. It's art, or it can be treated like art. You know, art is never really done. So you need to give yourself a deadline and you need to ship. And when you ship, when you get your product done and out there, that is the most important thing that you need to do in order to start becoming a real game developer.